What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. And today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, Jamestown Downtown Association President Lynn Lambrecht. And Lynn, welcome back to our show.
Oh, hello.
Hello, and wow, what a summer for JDA so far,
yes.
Right? I mean, you've had the car show, which went over very well.
Yep.
But let's get downtown again during the month of July for the Great American 4th of July Kids Bike Parade, right?
Yes. And looks like we're going to have good weather. Let's cross our fingers that that holds. But we've, you know, this is a parade that we have done. Charlie Karajan started this, you know, many, many years ago. And we always want to continue with it. This is a chance for the kids to actually, you know, get downtown and be the stars of the parade. And so it's just a really fun time. And I'm hoping everybody can join us. It's going to be on Monday. We're going to on the actual 4th of July Monday. And we'll start at 9:30. At the we're going to be back on First Avenue again. No construction this year, so back on First Avenue, and we get to start at the Gun and Rail parking lot there, and then we'll head down to McElroy Park and just, you know, right down First Avenue where everybody can see us.
So walk us through kind of that process, Lynn. Are we signing up ahead of time, or is it just show up with your bikes, deck them out, and get ready to ride?
Yep, just decorate those bikes and show up at 9:30. And there'll be a short time of frame, basically about a half an hour there, where you can sign up to win the bikes. We have a girl's bike and a boy's bike that we will give away, courtesy of Walmart here in town again. So we'll have a little sign up box for you on that. And then that half hour is when the judges get a chance to kind of, you know, take a look around and see who's got the best decorated bike, you know, who has the best theme. I mean, we've had some really elaborate bikes, you know, come out of this parade. So that's, you know, the gathering time, basically.
Sure. Lynn Lambrecht again, JDA president here on Let's Talk About It. The Great American 4th of July Kids Bike Parade again, 10 o'clock, it'll be going down First Avenue. Yep. So show up a little bit ahead of time. And I believe parents can walk with the kids and
yes.
and everything like that, too. Yes. Right? It's not yes. just so let them go.
No. We invite everyone, you know, basically 12 and under. We try to make sure that, you know, like it's the younger kids. And basically, if you want to bring the stroller, if you want to put the toddlers in a wagon and pull the kids in the wagon, we've certainly had some parents do that. We invite the parents to walk with their kids. We invite the grandparents to come down and watch their kids in the parade, you know, kind of cheer them on as we go. The Jamestown Police Department will lead. And then we will also have the decked out JDA Jeep with some patriotic music going, you know, ahead of the parade and stuff. And usually because we have such a diverse group of kids ages, the parade tends to lengthen.
For sure.
As we go, as we have some, you know, that are walking and some that are riding. And so by the time we get down to McElroy, you know, it's probably a good two blocks long as we're getting down there.
Yeah, it's very fun. You get into the spirit of the 4th of July with all the red, white and blue. It's beautiful. And then, Lynn, typically there's kind of like that afterwards at McElroy yes. where you do the bike giveaway and maybe some other festivities. Too, right.
Yes. We go all the way down to the Sertoma shelter because the Sertoma Club gives us root beer floats at the end,
awesome.
You know, so and they provide those for us and have them all ready to go. And when we get there, we're just like, oh, root beer float. And then we also will give away the prizes for first, second and third best decorated bikes. And then we also do, of course, the bike giveaway and we do the drawings for that and sure. stuff. And then pretty much send everybody on their way with. We also have a couple of sponsors that provide some other gifts for everybody. Everybody that participates in the parade gets a fantastic fireworks sparkler certificate.
Awesome.
And also a treat from Dairy Queen.
Sounds fun. Sounds like yeah. a good reason to get involved, obviously showing spirit, getting to parade off a little bit. I'm sure you encourage wearing the helmets and safe riding yes, practices please. Too, right?
Yes, please. Wear some helmets. Also, we absolutely have a no, we do not allow motorized vehicles. So no electric scooters mm-hmm. no, you know, UTV motors, none of that type thing. No motorized vehicles. We ask that people use their foot power
mm-hmm.
and just keep it all safe.
Perfect. So again, the Great American 4th of July Kids Bike Parade on July 4th in Jamestown. 10 o'clock start time, First Avenue. Meeting place is right there across from Babs, I believe.
Across from Babs, that the parking lot along the railroad tracks there. We usually just gather there and then we pretty much take off from that corner down First Avenue.
Perfect. So Lynn, if anybody has questions ahead of time, what are some ways they can learn more?
They can go to our Facebook page. We have it set up as an event on our Facebook page, but they can also go to jamestowndowntown.org. And we also have details on there as well. And they can always give us a call, 701-320-7217, and we can walk them through it.
All right, beautiful. So get those bikes decorated and get them out for the 4th of July Kids Bike Parade. And Lynn, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.